This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A breath of fresh air in your ear. That's what this is. The Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Guess who's here? The one, the only, the magnificent, the fabulous, the incorrigible. Is that a word I can apply for you?
The survivor of the hurricane.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right, exactly. We'll talk about that. General Horn is here. Jay is off. So we have, yes, the hurricane. To talk about, it was a big joke. Now, how did you, because Jennifer does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles and is, America's a favorite radio personality, but see, according to voting, listener voting, and that would bring us around to understanding that Jennifer is number one radio personality in Los Angeles. Okay, so how did you handle the earthquake and the hurricane? The earthquake was really an earthquake, but the hurricane was just a lot of wind and rain. I was talking to my daughter.
Less wind, who, more rain, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like an ad for something.
Tastes
right?
Great, less feeling,
yeah,
right?
Less. Yeah, exactly. So my grandson was very upset because there was no school. And
yeah,
so
they
one
canceled.
Would
these people are such weenies.
They are. That's a great word for them. They're weenies. Yes, so explain.
Well, it was actually, it's been quite dramatic because, you know, usually I hang out with you on Mondays.
Yes.
I was actually away. I was on on a little vacation this weekend since I didn't do a big vacation.
Shirking your responsibilities here,
yeah,
by the
shirking,
way.
Shirking, yes. All my responsibilities. But since I didn't do a big vacation, like a weeks-long vacation,
yeah.
I have been trying to take a couple of weekends just for my own mental health. Right?
I take a Monday here and there off.
Yeah, it's a good way to, like, you know, change your scenery a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I had actually taken the entire day off of my
So you went to
show.
San Diego for the weekend?
No. I decided to go to Catalina.
Oh, even better. Yes. 26 miles.
Those who don't know, they tried to evacuate Catalina.
Yeah, right. I know that. Yeah.
But I was actually, I was up in, like, up in Ventura County.
Mm-hmm.
And so, where the earthquake was. And so I get a call from work and they're like, oh, I don't know, I think we might need somebody, you know, because no one knows how to cover a hurricane, right? Nobody
right.
knows this. And so I'm like, well, I guess I come back. I guess I, you know, I don't know. So I come back on Sunday morning, afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I will say, about 11, well, probably about 11, 12 on Sunday. It was pelting with rain.
Yeah.
Like, it was a lot of rain. Now, I won't say that that's any different. We've had the atmospheric river this winter. We've had a lot of heavy rain. But it was heavy rain on the road where you're kind of, like, a little sketched out about driving. You know, we've all been in that moment when you're in a downpour and it's a little unnerving. But that was about the bulk of it. It rained the rest of the day, and it rained consistently. And no one knew what was coming next because we just don't know what to do with weather in California. And we also don't know how the roads are going to hold up because the roads stink, as you know, if you've ever driven through California.
Yep.
They're already junky. And, of course, the power line situation. I mean, there was a really big threat that you'd have power lines down and that kind of thing. So, thankfully, not much of that happened. There were some areas of flooding, like in Palm Springs, a couple of areas in Ventura County, but thankfully, all in all, it was really just a lot of rain. But as soon as I get home and I unload the car and I'm like literally soaking wet, and I change my dry clothes and I sit down on the couch for a second, and all of a sudden I start to feel like kind of nauseous. I'm like, am I getting sick? And then my phone goes off and says, it's an earthquake. I went, oh, okay, good. I'm not keeling over. It's actually an earthquake because it was a very rolly one. And then those poor people up in Santa Paula and Ventura County had 13 aftershocks that were not huge, but enough to shake you up. I only felt the big earthquake, but for the people up there, it was kind of unnerving.
I referred to it as Mother Nature burping and farting.
Yeah, but you know what? Those kind of earthquakes are good because they let off steam without causing a tremendous amount of damage.
Literally. That's you're literally explaining what does happen. The steam, the gases that are under the surface come out and relieve the pressure that causes the earthquakes in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so this is nothing new, but the news media wants to make this seem like the world is coming to the end. It's been going on for billions of years. This stuff goes on. So it happens that the culprit here in terms of the hurricane is probably La Nina. I'm sorry, El Nino, because it's warmer in the central and southern Pacific Ocean than it normally would be.
Ocean, it stops. That's why we don't have hurricanes here, right?
So you'll be interested to know that the trajectory of the hurricane, or what's left of it, the rain and the wind, has blown up north and hitched onto the jet stream. So the heat and humidity that they're having today and tomorrow in the Midwest and half of the last couple of days will be exacerbated by the rain blowing through probably Thursday morning. And then it heads toward my neck of the woods. So I'm going to get the rain on Friday that you had on Monday.
Isn't
that
exciting? Sharing is caring.
My God. Isn't that wonderful?
Very humid for L.A. Oh, yeah. And the other really funny thing is that people absolutely started panic buying again, like they did during COVID. You walked into grocery stores and every bottle of water was off the shelf.
Yeah.
Every single one. All the bread. People were like just...
Megan said she went to the Trader Joe's let's see, which one did she? She went to the one that's on... it's actually close to the original one. It's not in Encino, wherever it is in her new neighborhood. And she said the parking lot was full. The next door parking lot was full. Parking lot across the street was full. So she just parked down the street and didn't get there. There were people waiting. You know, people are so unimaginative. They sat in their cars for 15, 20,
waiting
25 minutes waiting for a spot rather than go down the street and get your lazy butt out of the car, walk up the street to Trader Joe's. Anyway, but everything was
panicked,
gone.
People panicked, though. Everything
was
gone.
Yeah.
I saw a bunch of memes.
Foolish.
The only thing left was white bread, and they were saying this is so L.A.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to eat white bread in Los Angeles.
Right. So... what is it with the heat? What is it with the extreme weather? Is it, excuse me, going to continue forever? And is this, according to the doomsday clock and others who follow that silly stuff, it's the beginning of a lifetime of hotter summers?
I don't even know if I believe that. I feel like this summer has actually been cooler in Los Angeles. I mean, the only weird thing is that we have this tropical storm blow through. That hasn't happened in 84 years.
Right.
But as far as, like, the temperature outside goes, it's been a pretty mild summer by Los Angeles standards. It didn't even get hot until the 1st of July.
So how many people do you think live in L.A. County and are upset by the weather and are going to move? Like, pick up their lives and look for a more climate-friendly place to live.
There still is not a more climate-friendly place now. It's the only thing we have going for us. There's a million reasons to move out of L.A. The weather is still in the pro column, I believe.
So if you're in New Orleans and you're wondering about another Katrina, wherever there's the hurricane down in the Gulf of Mexico, James Collins is in our studio in Dallas. I think the weather that we were talking about earlier this week hit Houston, which is 280 miles south of you. So probably didn't. Once these things hit land, they usually slow down. That's the interesting thing about the storm that hit you, Jennifer, that it went up to the north, northeast, and is caught now in the jet stream, which was, they went up into Canada a little bit, and now it's coming across. But usually these things, when they hit the mountains, or even land, they just slow down and they die.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So Phoenix, if you look at and you want to study the temperatures around the country and what's different. We've had the Northeast has had pretty typical summer weather here, with the exception temperature-wise, but in the exception column is the rain. I, as a farmer, have not been able to do anywhere near what I should be doing at this time of year, or up to this time of year, in terms of hay for my animals for the winter, or hay that we sell to people that have horses, that kind of stuff. And that has been a problem. But in terms of generally, you know, you go back over the record books, and this happened about 20-some-odd years ago, same thing. So is the one concern, or the one question I would have, is about the rising temperatures, because the oceans do seem to be warmer, at least from the point of view of recorded information that's available. My gut tells me that all of this sort of thing has gone on before, but it's been hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years since it happened. You know, you look at the Midwest, for example, there's no ocean there, but the Great Lakes and the rivers around that feed into the Great Lakes, apparently the temperatures there are warmer. The folks in Minnesota, for example, have real warm weather. It's always hot and humid, though, in the Midwest. In the summertime, it's hot and it's humid. But you go down to cities like Detroit and Cincinnati and Buffalo, they've had very modest summers. They've had the nicest weather, some people say, since the 1950s. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, again, it's like, what are we so myopic that we only look at the here and now, and we let ourselves get all worked up by social media people who are, you know, grinding an axe for some particular circumstance? And then we have the climate change people. Oh, my God, no! We've got to buy an electric car! So yesterday, I was talking to my friend who owns the 20, he's just got a couple more, so he's got, I think, 29 car dealerships, mm-hmm. and he says the electric cars are backing up like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, nobody wants them.
Well, why would you want one? There's no place to plug them in. First of all, the state of Massachusetts, you know, I'm developing this 63-unit complex, and they're telling us we have to put plugs in for electric cars because that's in the new state law. Why? Nobody's buying them. Well, I shouldn't say nobody. There are electric cars on the road, and you see them plugged into shopping malls and stuff. But listen, people are saying they want internal combustion engines, and they're voting with their pocketbook. So there you go. Think about that. 18 after on Good Day.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple, because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap, with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown and a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell Breakfast, served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Here's Laura Reynolds.
I asked AAA's Greg Brannan what's the most important thing to keep in mind when charging an EV, and here's what he said.
Public charging of electric vehicles is very expensive and very problematic. That is an area that is starting to get solved. You've seen some announcements recently from Ford, GM, Rivian, others that are going to be starting to use the Tesla network, which is good, at least in the short term. I'm not long term. I'm not sure if that's the best move, but public charging is problematic. There's, you know, somewhere between 25% and 50% of all the public chargers at any time are not working. And that's a problem if you have to count on that public charging. And then the other piece that people, I think, don't understand is that public charging, generally the cost of the electricity is about on par with what you pay for gasoline when you're using a public charger. So unless you can charge at home, you need to be real careful about the math associated with that, particularly if you're going to pay a premium for an electric vehicle and think you'll get it back very quickly in terms of saving.
With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that?
Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Bye.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Three after the hour now. It's social media time of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, and a couple of items of interest here in this portion of the program, including birthdays. Happy birthday to listener Bob Maria, John Spar. Let's see here.
There's a restaurant called John Spar in my neighborhood.
Is there?
Yeah, really? I wonder if it's the same one.
Huh. I don't know where this guy lives. I can't quickly tell because you don't know where. Well, yeah, if you look at their Facebook page, you can find out where they live. But at any rate, happy birthday to those folks. A couple of things that we're tracking and doing. We have a new handle. Do you know that social media handle is at Good Day Networks now, Jennifer? So if anybody asks you, yeah, it's much easier. Threads, which is the newest social media platform from Facebook, coming to the web and desktop computers over the next couple of days. Threads launched as a mobile app last month, tracked 150 million users right away, and then it pretty much fell off because it seemed to be useless, right? Didn't you notice that? How are you handling that on your program on KRLA in
Threads?
Terms of social media? Threads, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't used it. I haven't used it. I don't know anybody who really uses it, actually.
So what it is just, from what I can tell, an extension of Instagram. And
yeah,
there are all kinds of
users. A lot of people do double posting. I don't know. It seems very confusing, the swirly background. I don't know. I might be too old.
Well, yeah. There you go. And then there's X.
Right.
I don't know anybody
Twitter.
Who's taken that seriously. Right? And every time you see X, it's always in bracketed parentheses, formerly known as Twitter. What the heck is that all about? Well, if you're going to change the name, then change the name. Don't keep talking about what it used to be.
Well, especially, do you know how many people would kill for the branding of Twitter? Why do you throw that out the window? I don't know.
So the activity on Threads is down 80% from when it launched. So maybe that's why they are doing this, to get more people into it. Now, let's see, there are only 10 million daily active users, down from 80 from when it first started. So it's irrelevant, as I was kind of saying before. Why am I talking about it? That's a good question. Why the heck am I wasting our time talking about this? Let's see what we can come up with here in terms of response to some of the things that we have. Yeah, we have time. Posted at Good Day Networks. Good Day Networks, that's our new handle for all of the social media. I posted up the following phrase, Jennifer. Okay. Life is better when you start forgiving the people who never apologized. How often has it come? This is something that Zig Ziglar said once, and I found him to be one of the more interesting creative characters in terms of inspiration. When you think about what he said, I mean, really, think about it. Life is better when you start forgiving the people who never apologize. We all have people like this in our lives. So Bob Berman said, that's so hard sometimes to do, but yes, it is. And others, one of our frequent contributors, Terry Seavey in New Hampshire, definitely, she says, what do you think in terms of insight? I like these things because they give us an opportunity to just kind of dig into what it is that people are thinking. But when you think about it, how many people in your life have done you wrong and never apologized? Do you forgive them? Yeah.
I think it's, you know, you can forgive, you can move on. I don't like to carry around a huge amount of anger. I don't know.
Nah, it just doesn't, bad for you.
It doesn't serve, and if they really did you dirty, why would you let them win and carry around mm-hmm. all that anger?
We asked a question earlier in the week about losing your temper. What causes you to lose your temper?
I did. Dumb people.
Yeah, well, did you say, I didn't see that. I did see, I'm gravitated to Paul Stern, who's probably used to work with us. He's down at Palm Springs. He said, Trump's mounting legal bills. He was always, wasn't he on the liberal side of things?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right, here we are, fixated on today at 28 after the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican presidential candidates will face off on a debate stage in Milwaukee, Wisconsin tonight. Eight candidates will participate in the first debate of the 2024 presidential primary, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and newcomer Vivek Ramaswamy. The event is being conducted by Fox News. However, it will be without the party's frontrunner, presidential candidate Donald Trump. Trump has recorded an interview with former Fox host Tucker Carlson. Alec Baldwin is trying to stop a lawsuit filed by crew members from his movie Rust. Attorneys for the actor and his production company have filed a motion to dismiss a civil case brought on by three crew members who accused Baldwin of negligence in the death of a cinematographer. A hearing on the motion is set for today in New Mexico, where most of the movie was filmed. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, at your service and on your side, fighting truth decay with every word that comes out of our mouths. You think that's true, really? Truth decay is fought with every bit of our being, our fiber, our very existence. Yeah. Well, I guess it all depends on what we think the truth is. The truth, what do they say in court? The truth, the whole truth,
free,
and
baby.
Nothing. Yeah, but also you got to give them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
That's right.
There. So school's back in session. A lot of places around the country. Important to honor our teachers. Every once in a while I ask, I think, Jennifer, over the years you and I have talked about this any number of times, maybe at the beginning of the school year. It's nice to talk about the teachers you had, the work they did to support you and to bring you along. some of the teachers in the small towns, I think, are, my own prejudice is they're better than some of the teachers that are in the bigger school systems, because I think maybe they come in with this pure idea, but they get wrapped up in the unions. Certainly Los Angeles is an example of that, Jen, where the teachers union has so much control.
Well, and crazy
over
edicts from the state. You know, we have...
Like what?
Oh, my gosh. Lately, you won't believe this. So when it comes to parental rights...
I'll believe anything that comes out of California.
Well, you would think this just sounds like common sense. So there are... And this is just going school district by school district. This isn't even statewide because the legislature wouldn't vote it through. But, you know, California has created itself as a sanctuary state, not only for abortion, but for transgender surgeries. Which means, not that we're just a pro those things state, it means that people can come here at any age, under the age of 18, and initiate those things without parental consent. Especially when you're talking about puberty blockers and gender reassignment surgery, this is really controversial because you don't need a 12 or 13-year-old making these really adult decisions for themselves.
You can't have a 12 or 13-year-old making these decisions.
I don't care what your politics are, what you believe about your life. I mean, it just, it doesn't make sense. We don't let a 13-year-old walk into a tattoo parlor and get a tattoo. So why would we let them make such a huge decision? So in that case, there have been school districts that have set it up where they have to notify parents.
Why is the school involved in this at all? This isn't about education.
If a kid goes to school and says, I want to be called so-and-so, or I want to be called he, him, but she's really a she, her, or she wants to use a different bathroom, or whatever it is, that within 3 days they have to notify the parents. Now the Attorney General is going after schools for requiring teachers to do that. And they're doing investigations. You have, and this is the real crazy one, if kids in California say that they are not getting respected for their desired pronouns from their parents, they can remove themselves from their parents' home and go into a group home situation. Now, ask yourself this. When your kid, let's just say when Megan was mad at you, because I know I used to do this to my mom all the time. I'm calling Child Protective Services on you. How many times does your kid say that, right? I'm calling the police.
My daughter's been upset with me when she was a teenager. But
yeah, as a joke. I mean, not as a joke, but as something mean, you know, if your mom's disciplining you. My mom never did anything.
Well, that happened one summer. Megan came to live with me. Her mother was telling her she couldn't do something, and she said, I'm going to live with my father.
Right.
So Tony packed up her bags and brought her up here, and that was the end of that.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
Right. Well, now kids have the authority to remove themselves from their parents' home.
Where do they go? The state's going to pay for where they go?
A group home setting.
Yeah. All right, so
crazy.
It is crazy. Let's calm the situation down and think about Alice Davenport, who is a school teacher in an elementary school in Norristown, Pennsylvania. This is the exact opposite of what we're talking about, Jennifer. Here was a particularly impactful educator who has been honored. She died this year at the age of 103. She was the first black teacher in the town. And so they have changed the name of an elementary school to honor her. And the fact is, according to the town fathers, it had nothing to do with her being black. It had to do with the fact that she started her career here and finished her career here and affected hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in her time in the district. And so she's remembered in Norristown for her dedication, for her service, for her high achievements. And she was also one of these people that helped other teachers, as she was a mentor, apparently, to a lot of younger teachers. And isn't that what we need as a teacher? I remember, as I taught for 4 years in the middle school here in Framingham, where I went to school, and I was 21 years old when I started teaching school. And I had all of the colleagues in my school were people I'd had as teachers when I was in junior high school. So here, and they had a wonderful time with me because most of them remember me. I was a fairly colorful student, as you might imagine. And so they all...
Like you?
Yeah. they all remembered me. There was a teacher, because my given name is Dudley, and I was a student marshal on the third floor at Lincoln Junior High School, and Charlie McCarthy was the science teacher, and he used to get out, and he was across the hall from Louis Cadarni, who was the math teacher, and the two of them would have the greatest time with me. They'd yell at the end of the hall, Dudley! And everybody turn around and look, and I would be there dutifully directing the traffic around where we were. Just, and then to work with these guys, 10 years later when I was teaching, it was a lot of fun, but they all took me under their wing. They all made me a better teacher, and I was better in all kinds of ways because of it. And so the point of that story is that if you can find in, not just in teaching, but in anything, radio, your business, whatever it is, if you can find a mentor, maybe you're working in the family business and your dad or your grandfather started the business and they're the mentors, they've taught you, maybe you were learning the trade when you were 10, 12, 13, 14 years old. That's fabulous. And it gives you, I think, a feeling of knowledge also brings you a lot of security. Don't you think that's true, Jennifer? If you know more.
Oh, absolutely. Especially in most businesses, at least in the world I've run in, yeah. It's all about who you know, and it's about people that will recommend you and that will go to bat for you. And that comes from a really good mentor.
Yeah. Right?
There's just so many things to learn. And to think we've all got it in the bag, everybody needs a mentor.
Yep. All right, the folks at NASA have released some more footage of this helicopter, and you're saying, huh? There's a helicopter on Mars, and it has flown 54 flights. How about that? Did you know that even?
Real Mars?
The real Mars. And not the TV show that Shatner is doing. No, this is... Have you watched that show, by the way?
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. I had to stop. It was.
He's not.
He's the best part, but he's only there for like three minutes.
By far, he's the best part. Anyway, so they're using this helicopter to evaluate whether or not you can operate. They sent it up there in the last Mars mission. And so imagine again, this thing, it takes signals from the Earth 3 seconds to get to Mars to tell this helicopter
Isn't
what to do.
Crazy?
And if you see pictures of it, it's like a little box on legs with an electric motor on it that they can charge by, you know, pushing the button down in, I think it's Jet Propulsion Laboratory where they're running it from. But it's just another one of those things. And I looked at this, a button on the screen, and it says, land now. You push that button, and it lands. That's it.
Those Martians are getting around big time now, right? It's their new transit.
Right. They've dubbed the helicopter Flight 53, or whatever the circumstance. And that's, I think, because of that's what they had planned to do, have it do 53, 54 missions. Anyway, I just find it's fascinating. It's so much of a relief to get away from the normal.
Did you always have the meteor shower?
No.
Last week? Yes. It was incredibly beautiful. And I know we both are like space nerds, which is why I'm telling you this.
Yeah.
I was up at my uncle's ranch in Tehachapi, which would get you out of the light pollution of LA. It was absolutely gorgeous. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Well, it has that effect on you. And then you begin to think of how, you know, what goes on, how small we all are.
How small we are. Yep.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right, speaking of that, a North Carolina woman facing charges today after orchestrating a false report of her own murder. How about that? Who's crazy enough to want to do that? Margaret.
Was she trying to get away from something or what?
Well, apparently, she's 37-year-old Margaret Sweeney was reported missing last Friday. There was a report, an anonymous report to the local police department. They began an investigation. They were
like this. Yeah, hello, I'm missing. I mean, she's missing.
Yeah. Well, apparently, even got onto the Fox News app. And then, interestingly enough, she was arrested because she was found and charged with filing a false report, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The reason I'm bringing it up is because she said the reason she did it is because she wanted to have the notoriety that Carrie Russell got last month. Remember her?
Yeah,
she
the
did the same thing.
Her own disappearance.
Yeah. Who's
this
thinking?
This is the problem when these dummies come up with stuff like this. Then there's
right. Another, exactly. So am I being a bad guy because I'm talking about it and maybe I shouldn't be talking about it. Maybe it gives people a bad idea. All right, so here's...
Stupid is what it is.
It is. A Minneapolis security guard who worked for the Taylor Swift tour, was fired for asking fans to take photos of him standing in front of Taylor Swift. What a dummy. Calvin Decker says he applied for the security job in order to attend the concert without paying for it. And then the fan posted the video of him standing next to her. Aye, aye, aye. Uh-huh.
Well, I guess that's what he was there for. Too late now. They figured it out too late.
Yep. Here's the story of a girl who met a man at a cigar lounge, went on a date with him, went to a party with him, went to bed with him, apparently, and then she found out that he was married and had children, and he lived in the same town. How stupid are you to try to pull something like that off in the same town where you live? Is that,
A lot of people think they can get away with a lot of things.
Yep. All right, here's another one of these crashes. A woman, 80 years old, lost control. No, 90 years old.
Ooh.
Control of her car crashed into a beauty salon, narrowly missing a person who was standing in the lobby. This is Phoenix. The crash happened the other day at the Bell V Salon. The reason I bring it up is because there are so many of these people at this age who are driving their cars into places, storefronts. How many of these things, have you talked about these on your program on KRLA?
When they happen, in L.A. Typically, there's so many other murders.
Nice for us things to talk about.
Yeah, terrible thing.
All right, it's 48 after. This is Good Day.
Research shows people ignore radio ads. While I want you to remember that Liberty Mutual customizes and saves you hundreds on home insurance, I know no one's listening, so I can say anything. I can even tell Jenny that I never stop thinking about us. Sometimes I almost call, but I only truly feel safe revealing this in the privacy of my nationally broadcast radio ad.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary and written by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
The Dell Technologies Back to School event is on, with deals on top tech for class, hobbies, and more. Now, when you buy, you support a cause. With every eligible purchase, Dell will donate to UNICEF in support of GIGA, a UNICEF ITU global initiative to connect schools across the globe to the Internet. Accidental damage protection included. Get rare deals on select laptops and desktops powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Save now at Dell.com/deals. UNICEF does not endorse any company, brand, product, or service.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. Some people want to lose weight quickly.
It is not a quick fix product. There are no drugs. There's no stimulants. There's nothing in it that is going to make you feel like I'm going to lose this weight quickly. It's going to take some time for it to get into your system and work. Now, within the first couple of days to weeks of taking the product, you're going to be sleeping better. That's the first thing everybody says is, wow, I cannot believe how good I'm sleeping.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll-free, 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. You'll find that at toploss.com. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program with our friend Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show, brought to you in part by the folks who will help you win two free nights in Las Vegas. This is perfect for you, Warren. You can go on me. Just call 800-419-DOUG, and you can go. Just tell them you know me, all right? Just help yourself in a couple of free nights in Las Vegas. All right, so I want to talk about dogs and what they eat.
Yeah, go ahead.
The question about dog food, because there's a lot of, I happen to use the stuff that you advertise on your program, the Pet Show. The food that comes from Lucy Pet is the best that I have found. And so it caused me to pay attention to something that came across my screen, an audio book that exposes the dark truths behind the pet food industry. This is something, the audio is called Toxic, From Factory to Food Bowl, Pet Food is a Risky Business. This is written by food safety expert Phyllis Entis, who got interviewed on this podcast. And so I wonder what you thought. This is the typical, here we are exposing shocking practices that have led to numerous safety scandals. As far as I can tell, the pet food industry is the same as every other food industry. Some of it's good and some of it's crap.
Well, and it's an organization, just like the FDA, you know, there's the AFCO. AFCO is an organization, a federal organization that regulates animal feed, and so make sure whatever you're feeding your dog or your cat is AFCO certified. But saying that, you know, they have a valid point. There are certain pet foods out there and dog foods out there that I would never feed to any animal I have. But here's some of the things.
Some of the canned stuff is, they found salmonella.
Yeah.
And some of this stuff, and, you know, how would you know?
The raw food, some of the raw foods, you know, some people feed raw food. garbage. I don't believe in raw food. Some
no,
people
I don't
do.
Either.
But here's the bottom line. Let me give you an example. I was down at a pet food plant in Arkansas a couple of years ago. In that plant, they manufactured 65 different types of pet food. Different brands. So what they would do is they would change
the same stuff with all these different
labels.
Very
similar. But let me tell you, I'm not going to promote the food I advertise, but let me just tell you why it's so different. I did an actual broadcast from their location about a month and a half ago. And here's why. I wanted to explain to people the difference. They have their own plant. They manufacture their own food at their own plant about 20 minutes from my house. Not only that, they just invested, one of the only companies that did that, they just invested $1.5 million in their own laboratory. What does that mean? It means that every single ingredient is tested as it comes in, and every product is tested as it goes out. So those are the things people should look into. For example, where their food is manufactured, what's in their food, it's AFCO certified, and things people really need to research their food, their pet food, the way they would research their own. I stick with one specific type of food for my pet. I've changed over the years as I've seen different things, and supplementation is critical. You know, just like with us, and I'm not bragging about my Hugs and Kisses, but Hugs and Kisses makes a difference, and here's why. Skin and Coat, lecithin, chondroitin for the hips and joints, glucosamine, biotin, all of those things put together. So just like with people, you want to buy a good quality dog or cat food for your pet, but at the same time, don't negate a supplementation. We realize now how important that is. I'll give you an example. Probiotics. A lot of people know what probiotics are. Probiotics are everyone's bringing probiotics. What's more important is, does it have prebiotics? Prebiotics actually feed probiotics, making them worse. So you have to do that research. If you do a little research, I'm sure you'll come up. And there are many good foods out there, but you need to do your research.
Well, Hugs and Kisses, I give Daisy Eats Lucy Pet and Hugs and Kisses every day. And that would be one of the reasons I think she's as healthy as she is. You can find out, by the way, about Hugs and Kisses by going to hugsandkisses.com or thepetshow.com. So it brings me around to a question about dogs and their habits. Why do they move their food? Why do dogs move their food around?
There are several reasons. For example, a lot of dogs are group animals. They're pack animals. Just like I don't like to eat alone, a lot of dogs don't like to eat alone. So if you're sitting in a living room or you're hanging out in the living room, they may bring their food in there. They may have come from a big litter where they had to hide some of the food that they couldn't get to the mother's food, and they're afraid that the other animals are going to get to it instinctively. It could just be that they're hoarding their food. Some animals hoard their food if they didn't get enough when they were younger. So many, many reasons why they would move their food. Or, as I said, they might have been gone after by other dogs in a multi-household, so you got to be careful with that. But that's why they move it. Sometimes they just want to eat with mom and dad.
You heard it first here, or maybe second. You may have heard it first on the Pet Show itself. Pet Show is hosted by Warren Eckstein, who's my friend and here every week at this time to talk about you and your pets and feeding them all the good things that you need to know. Here is the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.